Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We are going to continue today with a phone call that ended yesterday's show. Mark from Wheat Ridge, Colorado, and he called about Ron Paul, the Libertarian Party. So we continued that yesterday for about 9 minutes, and we have that for you. We recorded it. We just kept the tape rolling. And so now let's do that. Then we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about Ron Paul and the Libertarian Party. The Libertarian Party is sexually immoral. It's godless. It tolerates murder. And basically it punts on abortion regarding presidential politics. They say abortion is a state's issue. Of course, when people are running for local and state government offices, the politicians say, well, abortion is a federal issue. So everybody just punts. When in reality, it's everyone's responsibility to use their influence and their authority to try to stop the killing of innocent people, the intentional killing of innocent people. So now let's join. We're joining this phone call approximately in the middle. So let's hear Mark from Wheat Ridge on Bob and Yurt Live. Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Why don't we continue?
Okay, I'd like that.
Okay, so you just stated on the air that you're going to support Ron Paul after we had our discussion about should states be allowed to legalize murder. And
yes,
so
sir.
Explain your position and we'll talk it through.
Well, I think it would be a good thing for it to be taken out of the federal government's hands and put into the state's hands, because then at that point we as patriotic, true pro-life Americans can work on it state by state.
Okay,
Colorado can end it in Colorado. The pro-life is in Vermont and Maryland and all the rest.
Okay, all right. Now, that's a tactical decision you've made. You're saying tactically, I think this is a good way to go about it. That will have a better chance.
It's easier to do it in 50 states rather than one big lump.
Okay, so you're saying tactically, I think it's better for us to do this. So therefore, I'm going to support a philosophy of government that says a government could look the other way when innocent people are slaughtered within its territory.
Well, the government isn't looking the other way. The government, our federal government, is actively saying, no, states, you cannot.
I agree. Mark, I know that's true. The federal government is murderous.
Right.
Just like the Roman Empire was murderous.
Good analogy.
But now it is wrong to say that the Roman government has my permission to ignore the slaughter of innocent people in its territories. It's wrong to say that because it's not true. You don't have the authority to tell that government that somehow they get a pass on looking the other way if Jews or Christians or children are slaughtered in their territory. You don't have that authority.
Right, right.
And so we need to call on the federal government to not allow the murder of innocent children. And we can do that also at the state level. Tell our states they must not allow the murder of innocent children. But if the federal government comes to the point where it will acknowledge the right to life of the unborn, they should not allow New York and California to slaughter children. You are saying they should, because they do now allow it, they should allow New York and California to slaughter children.
But they're never going to come to that point.
You don't know that. That, Mark, you just made a prognostication, a prediction. I am bringing moral principles to bear on how to determine public policy. You are bringing guesses.
Okay, maybe I should put it this way. It's going to first come through the states, then the federal government.
You don't know that. If we look at slavery, the educated people thought it inane that America would ever do away with slavery. And one senator's wife is famous for her saying that the greatest evil in the world is slavery, except for abolition. And you wouldn't have done very well if you took bets back then about slavery being legal forever, or how slavery was going to end. And so we don't know those things.
I think it would have ended without the war between the states. War between the states.
It very possibly may have ended without the war between the states. But my point is, those are predictions that are really difficult to make with any certainty.
I see.
God doesn't call on us to make predictions in order to determine right from wrong.
He calls us to be obedient to his word.
That's right. And so let me ask you this. Does a governing official have the authority or the latitude from God to look the other way when the innocent are being slaughtered?
Well, like I said before, no governing body has the right to act contrary to God's word. No.
All right, please answer this. Does a governing authority have the latitude from God to look the other way when the innocent are being slaughtered in their territory? Yes or no?
No.
Right. So would the federal government have the authority from God to look the other way if New York started killing Jews? Yes or no?
If the federal government would stop murder from going on, I'd say
you're right making on. A prediction. All right. Let's talk about the principles of governance. An authority from God. That's where authority comes from.
Right.
Would the federal government have the authority to look the other way if New York started killing Jews?
No.
Right. So would the federal government have the authority from God to look the other way if California is killing children?
No.
Right. So what that tells us is that the right to life trumps states' rights.
I never said otherwise.
Okay, so that the abortion issue is not primarily a states' rights issue. It's a human rights issue. And that any government has the authority from God to stop the systematic government slaughter of the innocent by any subdivision of government, any neighboring government, any other government.
Right.
Okay, so what are we arguing about?
Well, I tell you what, Bob, I'm still a Ron Paul supporter, but you gave me a lot to chew on.
All right,
sure.
Well,
you...
let's think one more moment. Let's think about this. Ron Paul is long a supporter of the Libertarian Party.
Uh-huh.
He spoke at their 2004 National Convention. Now, stop me when I say something false about the Libertarian Party, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Libertarian Party is pro-legalized abortion. The Libertarian...
Many of them are.
What?
Many of them are.
No, I'm talking about the party.
I don't know the official party position, but many of them are. Yes.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the party platform.
I don't know. I would say they're pretty pro-abort, yeah.
Yeah, the Libertarian Party platform is individual rights to the point of adultery, homosexuality, but I'll give you this list. They are pro-legalized euthanasia. They are pro-legalized homosexuality. They are pro-legalized pornography. They are pro-legalized drugs like crack cocaine and heroin. They are pro-legalizing suicide. They are pro-legalizing prostitution. The point is that libertarians are immoral, godless, quasi-conservatives who will tolerate the shedding of innocent blood because they have no compass for righteousness in law.
That doesn't mean Ron Paul himself is.
No, he supports.
I mean, the official
he's an active supporter of that party.
The official Republican position is pro-life. But look at Rudy Giuliani. That doesn't mean just because you're a candidate doesn't mean you support everything.
Yeah, so you should do everything you can, like Alan Keyes does, to expose the hypocrisy and the wickedness in the Republican Party. He lays it on the table. He's running for the Republican Party nomination, AlanKeyes.com. You could sign the pledge. But he lays it out on his website. He has this The Crisis of the Republic series laying out the immorality and the wickedness even in the Republican Party.
I've always liked Dr. Keyes, but I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm going to have to just kind of chew on what you said.
I still...
Like Ron Paul, I know he is pro-life. I know he is pro-liberty.
If he was pro-life, this is what pro... Do you know, Mark, what does pro-life mean? And then I'll let you go.
Pro-life means the unborn baby's life is sacred, and we should do everything to protect that.
Okay, that's pretty good. Now, Ron Paul would not do that. He would not use the force or authority to stop one child from being killed. If he's the president, he's the commander-in-chief, every nation could slaughter a million kids, and he wouldn't use one speck of authority or force to protect those kids. So here's what pro-life means. Pro-life means I believe that the unborn child has the God-given right to life. The God-given right to life. And therefore, that trumps every other governmental theory or constitutional application.
Right.
The unborn child has a God-given right to life, so there is no way any child will be intentionally killed if I have anything to say about it with my authority in government.
That sounds pretty good.
So that's what we need. That's where we need to move Ron Paul. We
right.
need to move him there.
Right.
And Alan Keyes is already there.
And Alan Keyes, okay, well.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pastor Enyart, for taking this time with me. I sure appreciate you, and I've listened to you for years.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate your call.
Well, you too.
That was Mark from Wheat Ridge, Colorado. And now we are going to go. This is live again on Thursday. We are going to go to Holyoke, Colorado in a moment with Earl. But first, Mark wasn't sure what the Libertarian Party's position was on abortion. And I'm looking at their website, lp.org, libertarianparty.org, under reproductive rights on their platform. And they say the issue abortion, the government should be kept out of the matter, leaving the question to each person. So that's the Libertarian Party. They are a godless, sexually immoral party willing to tolerate murder because they have no foundation for their views because of their godlessness. You know, Osama bin Laden's against abortion. So what? Should we all become members of Al-Qaeda because they're against abortion? And so Ron Paul is supporting a party that's grotesquely pro-abortion, pro-homosexuality. Now, my call screener says that I know this next caller's brother. Do I have that right? Earl from Holyoke, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Bob, how you doing?
Hello, Earl.
Hey, about 3 years ago, actually, I've known you for a long time. I actually did Bible study with you back in Commerce City. Oh. But you were the one that told me to not ever give up on my brother who had died of AIDS. Do you remember that?
Oh, wow. Yes, Earl.
It's 3 years. 3 years since he's been gone, and he's in paradise. So
3 years ago he passed away, and
yep.
He trusted the Lord. He's a Christian.
Yep.
Praise God.
He gave
God.
His life 2 days before he died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and I owe that to you. You helped me stick with him. So.
Well,
I love you. I love you. You know, you're a brother in Christ.
All right. So what's the issue, Earl?
The issue is I really believe you're wrong about Ron Paul. I'm going to support him. I'm going to stay with him. Here's my thing is I do believe in the New World Order. I know you have a problem with that. But if we don't get somebody like Ron Paul or Alan in as president, we are not going to have a country to fight abortion and other issues.
So you think Alan Keyes would allow the New World Order to take over America and knock down our borders?
No, I think Alan Keyes would fight it.
Yeah, so then why not support someone who has a Christian principled view of government and public policy?
I would support him, but my thing is with Ron Paul is, but like I said, we have no other candidates right now but Ron Paul or Alan that wants to get us out of the North American Union. Listen, Bush, Clinton's, the rest of them, the rest of these Romneys, all of them, the Giulianis, they want us in the North American Union so bad they can't see straight. We lose the sovereignty of our country. We have no right to fight anymore.
So now, Earl, you know, Hitler was quite the nationalist.
Right.
Defending the integrity of his nation. But his moral foundation was broken, so it didn't matter that he could help the country build good highways and build a strong defense and a strong military. None of that was relevant because he had a fundamentally immoral understanding of right and wrong in government.
That's true.
And
I
so,
agree with you, and I believe George Bush is the same as him.
Well, George Bush has presided over the murder of millions upon millions of unborn children.
Yeah, you know,
so he has grave
Have you got on Ron Paul's website and looked up Life and Liberty?
Yeah. Yeah, and I have. I've posted. I don't know if you've seen what we've posted in the past few days about Ron Paul. He sponsored two bills, two HR bills, 300, and, well, this Sanctity of Life bill he's sponsored repeatedly. It always gets a new number. But we've posted the text of those bills, and he was interviewed at YouTube, and he was asked, in fact, by a listener of Bob Benyart Live, he was asked a question about the seeming contradiction in his view about abortion, that he says it's a state's rights issue. And
right.
So doesn't he believe the morality of abortion is absolute? How could he say it's a state's rights issue?
Yeah, that's why I do have a problem with that. But I also believe that he believes that life begins at conception. I'm having a really hard time with it. I mean, you have opened my eyes a lot, but I'm having a hard time because I don't want to lose my country. And if we don't support...
All right, Earl, now, you know, there are very many, many pro-choice candidates who say that personally they're pro-life.
Right.
And who would not argue that life begins at conception.
Right.
They say we're personally pro-life, but who am I to impose my view on, and Ron Paul finishes that sentence, California. Says, who
right.
am I to impose my view on California or New York? If they want to slaughter children, so be it. That
right.
is a fundamentally immoral position. Ron Paul is pro-choice state by state. He says he believes the child is a living human being from the moment of conception. And by the way, he's a doctor.
Right.
He should be saying and having bills that say from the moment of fertilization. Because the
right,
safe from conception allows for Plan B and the morning after pill and all kinds of abortifacients, because that word was redefined by the medical community and the legal community years ago.
Right.
But on YouTube, this is what he was asked by Austin Hines from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ron Paul, you say that abortion legislation should be decided on the state level rather than on the federal level. Does this mean that you believe the morality of the issue is not absolute? And Earl, I've been debating Christian pro-lifers at theologyonline.com and at Truth okay. Talk Live, Stu Epperson's radio show website, Christian supporters of Ron Paul who deny they don't believe that Ron Paul says the states should decide on abortion. That's how irrational they are in their blind support for this libertarian, Ron Paul. Could you admit openly that Ron Paul, his position is the states should decide on abortion?
Yeah, I think he does say that.
Yeah, that is, and he affirms that in this debate on YouTube, and in fact, the bills that he has sponsored in the House in Washington, he says, quote, the states have the right and the authority to write the rules and regulations. And he has two bills that both he's sponsored this year, including the Sanctity of Life Act of 2007, that says that the federal government, the federal courts, may not review any abortion regulations, statutes, issues in any of the states. So in other words, if New York and California say, we'll kill kids in our states, Ron Paul says the federal government should look the other way. That is brutally wicked and evil.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, that's not good. So Alan Keyes will defend the national integrity of America, and he is strong on all the fundamental moral issues. So why support someone who celebrates and approves and is a cheerleader for the most godless, sexually immoral party we have, the Libertarian Party?
Yeah, see, that's why I've struggled. I've really struggled because I don't know if you see my point, but I'm really worried about losing the sovereignty of this country.
Well, sovereignty of the country, if the country murders innocent children and the best leader you could come up with says, hey, if the country's killing kids, let's just look the other way. It's not my responsibility.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's not,
the country's not worth saving at that point.
I agree with you there. That makes a lot of sense.
Hey, Earl, I want to thank you, and I'm so thrilled to hear the report about your brother.
Well, yeah, thank you. And you know, it was, like I said, it was 3 years ago. And I want to tell you, hey, I love you and stay with it. But we got to fight for our sovereignty.
Well, amen for that. Thank you, Earl.
Okay, bye, Bob.
I appreciate that call. So we got an email from a Chris, and his email ID is interesting. It's silentmajority@mindlist.com. I don't know what his point is in that, if he's part of that mindless silent majority. But he says, we got to support Ron Paul. He says, Bob, I remember watching your TV show back when you were on in Indiana. We were on in 80 cities around the country, from Honolulu to Orlando, Florida, for a few years. He said, you have a lot of good things to say, but on Ron Paul, you are wrong. It is up to the states. That, of course, is inane. What if the states want to legalize, if some state wants to legalize killing Jews, lynching blacks, raping women, murdering children? The federal government has to look the other way. What do you want? Systematically, by design, the federal government to be wicked? Is that your goal? See, politics confuse people. They get so twisted in their minds. It's like listening to a sports radio show with callers, and the callers are completely subjective. And that's okay, because they're talking about sports, but that competitive spirit kicks in, and people campaign the same way they scream their heads off at a World Series game. It's not much different. It doesn't have to do with right and wrong. It has to do with cheering for our team so we win. Right and wrong is not relevant. So this guy says it is up to the states. That, of course, violates the authority from God. Authority flows downhill, not uphill. And no level of authority can say to any other level, "It's if you murder the innocent, we will look the other way." He writes, we should not rely on the federal government. The New World Order is, he's saying the New World Order is going to take us over. Ron Paul's against the Trans-Texas Corridor. And he said, I think a president who is opposed to these issues is more important than the small fact of letting people decide if murder is okay. That's a typical Christian. This is why God did not authorize democracy in the Bible. Do you ever see somebody doing some kind of daring feat and the announcer says, don't try this at home? Well, that's the same with democracy, with running a country, with having a legislature publish laws. You don't try this at home. People are too self-centered, too caught up with competition, to think through right and wrong and apply it to public policy. So he says, well, the small fact of letting people decide if murder is okay. So there's another Christian who signed on to the Libertarian Party. Pro-legalized abortion, pro-legalized euthanasia, pro-legalized homosexuality, pro-legalized pornography, pro-legalized drugs, pro-legalizing suicide, pro-legalizing prostitution. That's the Libertarian Party. And you know what? So many Christians, as in over a million, by my estimation, from all the ones I meet in my small life, probably over a million conservative Christians think the Libertarian Party is pretty good. And that's partly because our Christian talk show hosts and leaders don't have a clue, don't know enough to get a clue, and haven't warned them for the last 20 years that the Libertarians are godless, immoral child killers. So this guy, Chris, says, we got to support Ron Paul. He says, our currency is about to change from the dollar to the Amero, and the UN is about to use global warming as a world tax. And so this small fact of letting people decide if murder is okay is not worth our consideration. This is what we're up against, folks. And here's a story normally we would never, ever, ever do on Bob and Yurt Live, but I think it's worth mentioning. It's the latest story out today. It's on Drudge about Britney Spears. Britney Spears, I don't think, have I ever mentioned her? In 16 years on the air, have I ever mentioned Britney Spears? I don't know. I don't recall. She cannot even visit her children now. She can't visit her children. She's lost even visitation rights for now. She has not been allowed to see her children without a parental coach. She's been ordered to be sober when she is around her children, but right now until October 26th, she's not allowed to see them at all because she doesn't get the drug test she's supposed to get each week. And you know what? When our culture celebrates young women who behave like sluts in front of millions, of course we are destroying those young women. They're helping to hurt a million other young women, but they're being destroyed also. And so this is not just Britney Spears, right? This is the Hollywood phenomenon. Let's go to Hartselle, Colorado. Paul, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. Yes, Paul.
Hi, Bob. I got a question about the democracy, the mob rule in our country.
Yeah.
Is there any possibility that this system, you know, that's been established by the Founding Fathers could actually be changed and get into something that's more functional that would actually work?
Yeah, there is a possibility. If you look in the short term, we can't see a way, but governments have changed through the millennia of human history. And hopefully the things in our Constitution that are godless or humanist, secular humanist, or wrong could be changed. And hopefully we will have a more godly form of government eventually. But our founding fathers made their mistake when they caved in to the political correctness of their day with democracy, and they gave the people the authority over one-sixth of the federal government, the House of Representatives, and that is like taking fire into your belly and thinking you won't be burned.
That's an interesting concept.
Yeah, so, the people, when the people have authority over the government, the thing the people want to do is lie and steal and fornicate and murder. That's what people do. And that's what God gave us governmental authority to stop. So our modern democracies legalize adultery and socialism, stealing money from your neighbor and murdering your children and your grandparents, euthanasia. So we need to oppose democracy and its kissing cousin, which is a republic.
Okay, so I take it just by listening to different conversations about Fred Thompson that he's, because he believes in state sovereignty with abortion.
Yeah, that's just a way of them punting, you know, just ignoring the issue.
Okay.
And that shows that's a window to their heart, that they're willing to tolerate the slaughter of children, so they're not qualified to lead. Hey, Paul, thank you. We're out of time. There's the music.
Talk to you later.
Appreciate it. Our website is KGOV, KGOV.com, and Maranatha, what a great school.